July 20th, 2015. This is our Freedom Formula coaching call. Welcome. Meryl, I see that you're here. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Dana?
Good, how are you?
We are excellent.
Good. What can we work on today that would help you along on your path?
Well, you know, frankly, I have just been swamped with just finishing up selling the house. And so I've got to get back to kind of reviewing what that's been about. We just finished it off.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, the second in charge of Facebook.
Congratulations.
Yes, the second in charge of Facebook bought it.
The second in charge of Facebook bought it?
Yep.
Wow.
So needless to say, I'm in a big rush to go out and make a lot of money now, but I still want to continue my work.
It's
a really nice place to be at.
Excellent.
Yeah, what I did not know that Mark Zuckerberg was literally 8 houses away from us.
Well, that ended up working out in your favor. And in terms of where you're at with your practice, I think we talked about getting comfortable with your customizations and questions and hesitations.
Right.
And last week, I think, I sent out a couple of documents with ways that you can answer different questions you might get and ways that you can answer hesitations and come up with customizations, including the order that you should be offering the customizations in.
Right.
Did you get a chance to look at that?
I did a little bit of it, but the other thing I did do was you also said you wanted me to have more mini stories, and I've reached out to a bunch of friends and potential clients, free clients, and I'm making arrangements to start teaching to them for free. So that will help with the mini stories portions of it. I also did the calculations that you asked me to do about the packages. So that was also done. And I also went through and studied the questions of what questions I wanted to ask, and I came up with more questions with that too. So that work was done.
Whoa, fantastic. And welcome, Heather, to our group. Are you there, Heather?
I may drop the call for another 5 minutes. I'll take it out of BART, so you can mute me if you want.
Okay, I'll mute you until, another 5 minutes or so from now?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty loud.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so Meryl, that's fantastic. Speaking to the whole group, one of the things that I've recently suggested is that you create an Excel spreadsheet where you list the different customizations I've taught you, and you list them in the order that I recommend you offer them to your clients in, and then you actually make a column for your small, medium, and large package, one column each. And then for each type of customization, you actually do the math now ahead of time and figure out if you reduce the price by 25% for each package, what would the actual monthly payment be? And if you do that, since I recommend that you don't give away any private sessions or do any work that is specifically just you doing the work, as opposed to group, right, then I recommend that you reduce the amount of sessions or the amount of work the person would receive so that they never actually receive any more work or sessions with you unless it's already been paid ahead of time. So that means if you're reducing a package by 25% and it's your top package and your top package has 4 private sessions a month, then let's say that top package is $100 a month, which it wouldn't be, but let's use a round number. Then if you reduced it by 25%, that would make it $75 a month. But that also means you can only deliver 3 sessions per month instead of 4 because you're only going to give away as much time of your time as has been paid for ahead of time. So on your Excel spreadsheet, write down how much it is if you reduce it by 25%, how much it is if you reduce it by 50% for each of your packages, as well as how you need to adjust delivery of services, so you're never giving away more service than has been paid for ahead of time. Once you have those in your Excel spreadsheet, then when it comes time in the moment when you're talking with a client, you can quickly say to them, well, how about instead of $100 a month, we reduce it to $75 a month? Would that make it more in your budget? And I don't recommend that you say, how about we reduce it by 25%? Don't tell them how much percent you're going to reduce it by. Just list the number. Hey, so if we reduce this down to $75 a month, would that make it more in your budget? And if they say no, then you can say, well, how about if we did it at $50 a month? That would actually stretch the minimum to a 12-month minimum, and we would do 2 sessions a month instead of 4 sessions a month. But that gives you a payment plan that lets you get started right away so that we don't waste any more time not working towards your goals. So that's the purpose of writing out and planning ahead of time how much each package would cost if you reduced it by 25% and how you would shift delivery of services so that you make sure that you're getting paid ahead of time for any services you would provide that month. So Merrill just said that he did that he wrote down and did his pre-calculations, and that he reached out to a bunch of people to start giving some free lessons to so that he could get some testimonials. And Merrill, you can actually also just say to people that you'd be happy to teach them for, say, $25 a session. So rather than giving it away completely free, okay, just making it something that's really, really out of this world affordable in exchange for a video testimonial and a written testimonial. So you'd have to say that to them when you make this negotiation.
If anybody knew, because right now we've already made the deal with everybody else, but anybody knew, you want to make sure
It doesn't matter if you offer some people free and you offer other people $25 a session. It doesn't mean that just because some people got it for free that you cannot, for the next people you're going to invite, say $25 a session. Just make sure that you let them know that if they take you up on this offer, they need to be willing to give you a video testimonial, which you will coach them through. You'll coach them on what to say in the video testimonial. You'll help them be able to do that with ease. And also a written testimonial with a photo.
And you brought something else up that I also did that because I also did data. I also went through your videos on Facebook again, and I also found some video tutorials online just to get comfortable with Facebook, and those are really helpful.
Okay, good. Fantastic. And, yeah, so, you know, give out some free sessions to get some testimonials. Give out some $25 per hour sessions just to get some testimonials. You know, as if you can always offer people just like half off any of your packages in exchange for a testimonial as well. So it doesn't have to be $25 an hour. It can be just choose any of these packages that you like, get it at half off in exchange for a video testimonial and a written testimonial. So that way, you're getting paid even more than $25 an hour if people take you up on that. So if it were me, I would actually start out with, hey, I have a deal for you. I want to just, you know, maybe it's people who've already gone through your free consult. Mm-hmm. You could go back to them and say, I'm actually going to hand select a few people who get half off any of these packages in exchange for giving me a video and written testimonial at the end and see if they take you up on that. That would be the first offer. If they say, no, I still can't afford that, then you can say, well, how about just pick a number, like $50 a session or $25, you know, start with 50, go down to 25, see if they take you up on that. And if they're like, I'm actually literally flat broke, can't even take you up on that, then you can say, all right, well, what if we do just a couple of free sessions in exchange for a video and written testimonial? So I always recommend that you start at the top of whatever is going to be most beneficial for you, the service provider, first, given that you're already cutting your prices a lot. So the first bid would be take half off of any of these packages in exchange for the testimonials. If they say no to that, you can try the, you know, $50 a session or $25 a session. If they say no to that, then offer the free concept. But don't necessarily promise them 6 months of service for free. Just say a few sessions for free.
Okay.
Because I don't want you stuck in some kind of thing where you're giving away all these free services and it's taking your time away from actually learning this process of doing your free consult and getting signups that way. So you would just give them, depending on what they wanted to learn, maybe 2, maybe 3, maybe 4 sessions, get them a little further along in what it is they wanted to learn, and then capture those testimonials, which also turn into mini stories. And I'm going to come back over and unmute Heather and see if she's in a better zone yet. Heather, are you in a better place to stay live?
I'm above Brown, so probably it's not as loud.
Okay.
Okay.
That's great. Well, what are some of
the idea. Oh, I was just going to say I love the idea of suggesting the video testimonial and the written testimonial.
You love the idea of asking for both? Sorry, I'm taking notes on what we're saying. So, Heather, what have you been up to since you and I last spoke? Are there any updates you can share?
I need to be posting tonight the offering of the free consult on all the groups with your suggestion about saying you've already got a list but it's inactive or it's dead or it's not engaged.
Are you saying you're going to go into all your Facebook groups and post?
Yeah, and repost it by with your suggestion of saying that you already have a list to kind of filter out the people who are so new.
Danny, can you explain what you're actually doing?
And then I need people involved when I did it. Oh,
sorry. Sorry, you both spoke at the same time. Heather, can you finish your sentence first?
Oh, and then also keeping the log of when I did it and also your suggestion of using the code to differentiate where I posted and who responds where.
Great. Fantastic. Glad to hear that. Meryl, what was that you said?
I couldn't hear her what she was saying, so if you could reiterate what she was telling you. She was talking about some code and she was posting.
It's something that I taught her in her private sessions.
Mm-hmm.
She was getting the wrong people for her free consults. They were people who were just way too green and newbies for what she was offering, and she realized she didn't want to work with people who were that new in business, who didn't even know what building a list means. And so I helped her adjust her marketing blurb for Facebook so that she will attract more of the people that she'd rather work with. So she was saying that she's going to post her updated Facebook blurb that I helped her write tonight. And then she also said that she's going to use the code method that I taught her for being able to figure out which groups seem to be producing the most free consults. And the code method is in each different group that you post in your blurb you say, to grab one of these free sessions, use the code word, and then pick a code word, flower, tulip, sunshine, you know, whatever word you want, rhinoceros. And then you keep a spreadsheet of which groups you've posted in and what's the code word for that group. Uh-huh. And that way, when people private message you, you begin to learn which groups actually seem to have the most interaction and the most people who seem to be able to see your posts, because some groups there's not a lot of people really looking in the group. They're more just posting whatever they post and then leaving the group. So using the code word helps you begin to notice where your marketing efforts have the most results.
So you're doing a tracking of how who's responding to what, and you're getting a better
idea
how to focus that.
And if somebody writes to you and they don't use the code word, then you need to ask them, which group did you find me in, or how did you find me? So that means when you post on your own Facebook wall and it's not in a group, that needs a separate code word as well. And the code word could be freebie, it could be gift, it could be raffle, it could be winner, it could be hooray. I mean, you know, you can use sort of like celebratory words like that. You could use words that are relevant to your business, like use the code word computer or learning or mastering or Excel. You know what I mean? Well, you probably wouldn't want to use Excel in case someone wants to learn Word, but you can use words that are relevant to your business. You can use words that are celebratory, or you can just use random words like sunshine.
Something that's distinguished that allows you to know what group you're hearing this individual from.
Mm-hmm. And so, Heather, I'm super pleased to hear that all that's going down tonight. She had to call back in, so I had to turn her mic back on.
Sorry.
No worries. And are there any questions that you have that I can support you with?
No.
Okay. Meryl, do you have any questions?
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm sorry. I do. In terms of the groups, do you think that the MLM, I'm in a ton of MLM groups, but which ones would you suggest? I don't know if those are the best ones. Because, like, they're in and out, and I don't think they'd be very effective.
Is the MLM population one of the ones you're thinking of targeting as, quote-unquote, solopreneur population?
That would work. It could be, but my only hesitation is that so many people spam it. I'm just not sure if I'd be seen or not. I'm not sure. I guess I'll have to just try it and see if it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It seems like the groups where nobody's monitoring it, and if you look at the recent posts, there's no engagement. All it is people posting, buy my stuff. Here's my ad. Mm-hmm. Here's my ad. Buy my stuff. Those groups probably get less pull would be my initial guess, but you never know until you test. So after you post to a group for like a month and nobody takes you up on a free consult from that group using that code word, then you might just say to yourself, I'm not going to waste my time posting to that group anymore. And that's the usefulness of those code words.
Okay.
It'll save you time in the future. Now, of course, some of the groups that are actually more productive, the reason they're more productive is because they're meant to have engagement and not just posting what you're offering, which means it can be useful to hop in there once or twice a week and post things that are of value, whether it be a cool quote you saw, or one of those pictorial quotes, whether it be dropping some knowledge that happens to be what you specialize in. So Meryl could post, like, here's a great keyboard shortcut I use all the time in Excel. Heather could post, here's a great tip for you getting your videos more seen on YouTube. And so you're just kind of giving content and participating. You can also, like, comment on other people's posts or do some likes here and there, and kind of like get a little involved in the group. Sometimes those groups that seem to have more engagement, they only allow ad posting on one day of the week. And so in a couple of the other days of the week, you know, give some value, and then on the day that you can post your ad, post your ad.
Okay.
And be mindful that you got to read the group's rules. on the day that you can post your ad, some group owners will say, only post your ad in the comments of this post. So instead of creating a brand new post with your ad, you need to put it in the comments section of the post that the owner creates the day that you can post an ad. So the post will probably say something like, it's, you know, share your business Tuesday. So if you have an offer from your business, post it in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
So just be on the lookout that you're following the group's format for how you post your ads.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, of course, on your own Facebook timeline, as I've mentioned in the past, you can post 3 times a day every day. Simply go and delete the previous post first, then repost for that next, you know, moment, the next 5 hours until you post again. So, yeah. Yeah, any other questions?
No.
Nothing comes to mind so far. Let's rehearse some of the stuff then in the free consult that can give you some practice with how to answer questions and hesitations. So is there any part of phase 3 where you're answering questions and hesitations that makes you a little bit more unsure of yourself? Where is something where we can practice today?
I'm pulling it up right now, Ina.
Okay.
It's on the thing to do to learn more about the hesitations.
Yeah, so if you want, you can throw some hesitations at me and I can answer them, or we can do vice versa and I can throw a hesitation at you and you can practice answering it, whatever you feel more.
Well, I'm guessing you do it first.
Useful.
I'm actually doing it myself. So we can just work generally and work our way through that stuff. I have not prepared for this, so normally I don't like to do this thing, but since you're here, we might as well just do a little bit of practice with it. I think the one hesitation would be, you know, it all sounds good, but I don't know if I have, but I'm not sure if I can afford your packages.
Well, that's why we have the 3 different packages, so that everybody can choose one that suits them the best. And so the one that's most economical is the mini package. And that one is $97 a month, and you still get all the access to the instruction and the content and to me. It's just done in a small group. And in fact, since we're just starting that group right now, if you're the only person in it for a while, you basically get private coaching for the price of $97 a month. So does the mini package work for you? So
I think 97 is a little much for me, even now at the moment. I'm just like really pushed all this stuff. I like what I'm hearing all this, but I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
97.
And which, well, let's see. So what if we took the price down to 75 a month? Would that make it more affordable for your budget?
I'm kind of thinking if I'm going to do anything, it's got to be closer to like 50. Is that even doable?
Yeah, we can do something like that. We can basically create a customized package for you. So, and by the way, speaking to everybody, I could have said this piece earlier. I'm just going to end up saying it now because that's when I thought to say it naturally in the scope of this conversation. But you could say this thing at any time, which is, well, is it interesting to you to learn goal A, goal B, and goal C? Is it interesting to you to reach those goals? Meryl, would you like to get better at Excel, and would you like to get better at using Word?
Most definitely. Need to.
Huh? Need to. Okay, great. No worries. That's my first question, because if anybody does want to get access to the education, but money is the only thing stopping them, we can customize a package that works within your budget. So I always say, where there's a will, there's a way. If you want to get the education and you want me to support you, then we'll figure it out together. We'll just get creative and put our heads together. So if it feels like $50 a month is what feels more doable, is that right?
Yeah, you know, it could be kind of pushed, but I could still think I could possibly do it.
Okay. So if we wanted to do that, we can customize a Merrill's special package. And what we would do is we would bring it down to $50 a month. And then, as you can see in the mini package, it comes with 4 group sessions a month. So basically what we would do is cut the mini package in half. So you would attend 2 group sessions a month. We'd bring the price down to $50. And then we would have you join us for a 12-month minimum. So basically all we're doing is taking the mini package, cutting it in half, and giving you a basically 50% off price plan or payment plan so that you can still get started now and I can help you start to learn Word and Excel, and it ends up fitting your budget. So how does that sound as a better solution?
I'm willing to try that. Is there a commitment to the 12 months, though?
Yes. I'm sorry, did you say, is there a commitment to what?
Yeah, I'm willing to try that, but is that a commitment for 12 months? What if I don't like it?
Well, I work with everybody for a 6-month minimum, because anytime I'm going to help somebody learn how to do something, it takes time. And when it comes to learning Word and Excel, we have to build on the knowledge that you learn each time, right? And sometimes you're going to need to hear things more than once in order for it to really stick. So what I found is in a 6-month minimum in the mini package, that actually gets us 24 sessions at a minimum. And so if we want to cut the price point in half to give you a customized payment plan, then what we would do is literally just cut the package in half and spread it out over time. So basically it's a 24-session minimum, and we'd be spreading that out, in this case, over 12 months to give you that $50 price point.
Okay. See that. So break, pause for a moment.
Yeah.
Amy, you actually explain that to them. You say, we are spreading this over time, and Amy, have that full understanding that this is, we've cut the price. What that means is now you have to, we're going to be spending a lot more time because this is done in 6 months.
Well, if you heard the way that I explained it, and by the way, Heather, I muted you because there was a lot of background sound. So when you have a question or a comment, please raise your hand by pressing 1 on the dial pad, and then I'll unmute you. So I do explain to them. You'll notice the technique I used, as I said, in a 6-month minimum, that actually gives us 24 sessions together as a minimum. So instead of thinking of it as a 6-month minimum, think of it as a 24-session minimum. It generally takes people, just like any other class you'd take, like if you went to college for a semester, you'd have, you know, a number of classes in your class, a number of times you'd go to class in order to learn that subject. It's the same thing. So our class basically meets 24 times at a minimum. And so what we're doing is we're taking that 24, those 24 classes, and since you want to bring the price down to $50, we're just spreading out the classes over time to match the customized payment plan that we're creating for you.
Clearly, this is a pause moment here. Clearly, you have done this so often that you can immediately just figure out how to do this. I can see where the skill of just really being able to hear the information of someone being reluctant or hesitant, and you have to be able to just do that and have that information available for you. Because, I mean, you've been on point every time I've asked a question. It's practice. I totally get that, but it's just like a test.
And that's why I'm pretty sure I have that written down as a response.
Mm-hmm.
In the questions sheet about saying, if it's not, I'll go back and add it in there. But basically, you're just explaining to people. You have to do the math quickly in your head. If they're looking at the bottom package, and the bottom package normally has 4 meetings a month, then you cut it in half, that's 2 meetings a month. And so, but what you need to do the math quickly on is how many sessions is the minimum at the 6-month point. So in the mini package, the smallest one, with a group that meets once a week, that's 4 times a month, times 6, that's 24 sessions. So it's a 24-session minimum. In the middle package, when you're doing private sessions, you can say, well, when it comes to private sessions, the minimum that I'll do with somebody is 12 sessions. You can see in the middle package there, that's a 2 sessions a month over a 6-month period is a 12-session minimum. And that's because with private sessions, we can go further, deeper, faster, because it's just me and you, if they ask that question. And if they still are like, well, I understand the 24-session minimum, but I need to learn Excel and Word faster than a year, because I've got some projects that are coming up. And, the projects are due 3 months from now, so I need to learn it within 3 months, then you've got to start talking about the possibility of doing, sometimes you can actually allow people to attend all 4 sessions of the group sessions, but let them pay over a longer period of time. So as I've said in the past, when it comes to private sessions, I don't like giving away my time if it hasn't been prepaid.
Yes.
When it comes to group sessions, sometimes I'll allow people to take the full course, attend all 4 sessions of the month, even if they're only paying half the amount if they're on a payment plan. The reason for that is because there's other people in the group, I'm already going to need to show up to the group anyways. So it's not like I'm losing time that I wouldn't have spent doing that activity had I not accepted this person in at half price. So if somebody's like, I need to learn it faster than a year, or I need to get that result faster than 12 months, when it comes to group, I might then say, okay, well, how about this? We'll let you attend all 4 sessions of the group class. So you would do it as a 6-month minimum. And now keep in mind, it's not a 6-month program. It's a 6-month minimum. People stay for up to a year in it. But I can go ahead and let you be in all 4 classes a month as a 6-month minimum. And then your payment plan would be $50 a month over a 12-month period. So if you stopped at 6 months, which is the minimum, your payments would go out to 12 months. If you stayed longer, we would just still keep it at $50 a month, which people do. And, if you stayed 7 months, the payment plan is 14 months, for example. So we'll continue to keep your payments at $50 a month, and we'll just let you pay it out for as long as you need it by doing 50 a month as a payment plan instead of 100 a month. So that's another option you can offer them, is you can literally let them be in the class 4 times a month so that they can get their knowledge faster,
right,
while giving them an extended payment plan, because if they poop out, it's less skin off your back for having given away your time since there's other people in the class.
Right, and you never gave away your private time. You're basically just saying, if you're getting up to speed, we can do this quickly
mm-hmm.
with the group, and then if you want reinforcement,
mm-hmm.
then we work with a private time, but you need to pay me ahead of each of those sessions. You
mm-hmm.
have to pay ahead of time on that.
Yeah. Now, caveat, as when you're just beginning and you just want to get people in the door, it's, if you feel like it, it's okay to let people do the private coaching package, like the middle one, let's say. If your bottom one is all group and your middle one has some privates, and somebody says, but I need to learn this within 3 months' time so that, you know, learning it in group over a six-month period isn't useful to me. I don't need any classes after the three-month period. I need to have this all known by the end of 3 months. Let's say for some reason somebody said that. You can give people the middle package at a discounted rate, or at an extended payment plan such that you're giving them the sessions first and they pay you out over time. Because if they poop out and they don't end up finishing up their payments, you've still gotten that experience under your belt. You've still gotten a client that paid you for at least part of the time. And when you're just starting out, sometimes that is better than nothing. So right at the beginning here, if you want to give somebody that extended payment plan, even though you're front-loading the private sessions, you can do that just to get the experience. I just don't recommend doing that later on in your business.
So here's a question for you. Since I've talked to just about three or four people so far about saying, hey, I'm just looking to get some practice building my mini stories, and they know what I'm doing at the moment, would I, on the next new group of people that I talk to, would I say, normally this is what I would normally do. I normally would be charging for this, but because I'm looking to get some video testimony or some video testimony or written testimony, this first two sessions I'll give for you for free, and then if you'd like to receive them, we just go ahead and just like $25 for a session or something.
I would offer every person the regular menu as it's listed first, in case you get anybody that just takes you up on your regular offers, your regular packages. If you're doing questions and hesitations and it starts coming down to money's the issue, then you can begin to say, well, how about this? How about if we just took 50% off? You're interested in which package, the middle one? Okay. How about if we took the middle one and just made it 50% off in exchange for you doing, at the end, a video testimonial and a written testimonial that I'll completely help you know what to do. I'll guide you through how to do it. It'll be really easy. Because I want to capture, don't tell them about mini stories and blah, blah, blah. I just want to make sure that I'm capturing the successes of my clients. And so how about in exchange for 50% off, you create at the end a video testimonial and a written testimonial.
I see where you're going with that. And that's the reason I was concerned, but I didn't want to use the term mini stories. I'm not sure if anyone would understand it, or consulting practice. I mean, that's really
just leave that out.
Yeah.
But however, that's how I would recommend you do it.
Okay.
Start by offering the full package prices. If they're hemming and hawing, offer them the 50% off in exchange for testimonials. If they're still hemming and hawing, offer them the $25 a session plus maybe multiple video testimonials. So maybe if you offer the $25 a session option, then they need to give you a couple of video testimonials, like, you know, one about whatever growth they've had at the one-month point, another one about whatever growth they've achieved at the two-month point, another one at whatever growth they've achieved at the three-month point.
Yeah.
And then you have just a bunch of, you know, and so that's a way that you can offer it where you keep building the extra value for yourself. So you're not just saying, well, how about 25? Well, how about free? You know, like each time you go lower and lower, they have to give you more testimonials.
Yeah, that I like that as a fair exchange. Cause, I mean,
and so,
yeah, 25 isn't too much.
So maybe $25 per session means they need to give you at least three testimonials throughout the process. And if we do free, it's one testimonial per month that tracks your growth each month.
Like it.
However, I'm sorry, here's the thing. With free, you're not supposed to give away more than just a handful of sessions. So it might be a video testimonial per session is a better way to say it, because I don't want you being locked in a six-month thing for $25 a session or free. It would just be, you know, I'll give you 5 sessions at $25 a session, and you'll give me 3 testimonials throughout that process. And if it's free, then I'll give you 5 free sessions, but you give me a video testimonial at the end of each session. And written. Now, the written you can do yourself. I mean, I'll have to teach you how to gather testimonials. I'll have to create a video on that. There's ways that I've learned that are the easiest to get testimonials that are written, that are audio, and that are video, because people aren't good at doing them. And so over the years, I've figured out the easiest way to do it.
Great.
So that's what you would do, Meryl. Heather, I'm going to come over here and unmute you. Do you have any questions or comments?
No.
Okay. Then coming back to where we were practicing, and actually, Heather, is there anything in the questions and hesitations piece that you would like me to practice with you, like either playing the practitioner or you playing the practitioner?
Well, I'm probably going to suck at it because I don't have my notes in front of me, but maybe if we could just do quickly about if I'm at a meetup and someone asks me what I do.
Okay.
Although I'm so unprepared for this. Oh, my brain's wanting to go blank, but let's just do it.
Well, let's do a quick review. What was one of your favorite ways of saying that? Something as simple as, I work with entrepreneurs who are struggling to get enough customers. I help them get hundreds of leads while they sleep, something like that?
Yeah, I help them get new leads and clients in your sleep. Mm-hmm.
In their sleep, yeah.
Yeah, in their sleep, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's the sentence that you were generally last practicing with. So if we were at a networking event and I'm like, hey, Heather, good to meet you. What do you do? You'd say?
I work with business owners who are struggling to get more customers, and I help them get new leads and customers in their sleep.
Nice.
I thought, should I ask what you do? Or because usually they say, how do you do that?
Oh, how do you do that? Sorry.
Well, there
right.
are a lot of
how
different
do do
ways. Oh, a lot of different ways. What's your business?
I am a massage therapist.
Oh, awesome. And what do you usually help people with specifically?
Well, I guess I just kind of give them massages. I'm saying that since a lot of massage therapists don't realize they should specialize in one area of the body.
I
just help give them. I just give people massages when they want one, really.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And then, actually, well, how are you getting most of your business right now? How are your customers coming in?
It's pretty sporadic. I'm not really getting enough customers to support myself. Basically, through word of mouth. When that happens, every once in a while I meet someone at a party and they usually like sign up for like one massage and then I never see them again.
Yeah, word of mouth is notorious for being unreliable. It's all kind of like stop and start, and you can't really rely on it because you're always relying on someone else, and it's just there's no stability there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. That's where my mind kind of goes blank, but
you were doing amazingly, and so if you run out of things to say, if you can't think of anything else to say, just transition into the, I'm giving away such and such sessions this month, we're in a noisy networking environment. It's not the best place for me to like help teach you some of the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you get to a point where you can't think of what else to say and you draw a blank, then just do that.
Okay, because I'm still.
That's how it ends, anyways.
In control. Okay.
Mhm.
That was helpful. Thank you.
Go ahead and say it. So
Okay. Well, I'm actually giving away. I'm gifting 15 free one-on-one endless lead sessions where we go over and I give you a roadmap of all the areas where you're missing opportunities to get new leads and clients online. Would you want to grab one?
Oh, how much does it cost?
God, you threw me a curveball. The session itself is free. It's complimentary.
Oh. So I did that because people, when you say like three sentences like that in a row and it's packed full of information like that, people don't always hear every detail. And so you might want to, number one, slow down.
Okay.
When you say that part. And number two, still expect that they'll miss that it's free. Because people, even if they hear the word free, are afraid it costs.
Okay.
And so they often will ask, how much does it cost, even though you just said free. So you could, that's when you'd say, oh, it's totally free. I'm gifting out 15 this month, and I was going to do a giveaway on Facebook, but if you'd like to grab one, then why don't you go ahead and grab one?
Okay.
And then if they say, oh, yeah.
Objection, I'll just say, do you have a business card?
Yeah. Just give me your business card and I'll give you
a card. I say, well, you know what, I ran out. Why don't you write your name and number on my notebook and I'll call you tomorrow.
Perfect. You got it, babe. You memorized
half.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess I did.
So, when it comes to facilitating the conversation part and getting them to talk about themselves, just think about what are some of the questions you end up asking in your free consult, because you're kind of doing a mini free consult in the moment at the networking event. You're going to keep it really short, but if you think like, oh, shoot, what other questions should I ask, just think back to, well, wait a minute, what's in my free consult? So some of the other questions you could have asked her were things like, do you have a website? Are you collecting leads on your website? Do you do any online marketing right now? Like, do you post stuff on Facebook or Twitter? You know, just asking a few questions like that. And you could even ask, what's your goal? Right? That's part of the free consult. So what's your goal when it comes to clients? How many clients would you ideally like to have per month? Oh, I would love to have, you know, at least 15 clients. If I had 15 clients a month, I could totally leave my day job. So just remember that questions you can ask are about what their goals are and then what the questions are you would normally ask in the question section phase two of your free consult.
Okay, that's good.
You wouldn't get into the questions, just to make a distinction for Meryl, you wouldn't get into the questions of when you tried to learn stuff in the past, how was that for you? Was it difficult to learn? You know, you're not going to get into those more personal questions at a networking event. You'd ask the basic questions of, what do you already know how to do on Word? What do you still need to learn? What do you already know how to do on Excel? What do you still need to learn? What projects are you trying to get ready for? You know, do you have something that's upcoming that you need to learn Excel for? Those are the basic questions you'd ask at a networking event. You do not go into the deep questions at the networking event. You don't have enough rapport yet to get into the personal stuff, like when you were a child and you tried to learn something new. Did you ever get punished? It's too deep and personal. And it's not something they can answer quickly, and they also will be puzzled as to why you're asking that type of personal question, because you didn't have time to set up the purpose of the free consult at the networking event, so it just won't make sense to their brain.
That's perfect for me. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad Heather brought that up, too, because I totally forgot this Thursday I'm going to be at a Toastmasters group with my friend.
Meryl, we have an event tomorrow night.
I won't be able to make it.
Okay,
sorry.
No worries. Sorry. No worries. So, in any case, yes, that's the formula.
But I start Wednesday when we have our coach, and we can talk a little bit more about that, because that'll be Thursday morning, so it'll be some good prep time for that, and we can talk about that more in detail.
So, well, just listen back to this audio, because in our next private, we're actually needing to work on the your updating your free consult.
Okay.
We left off at redoing your question section.
Yeah, okay. And I came up with four categories of questions, and I went in and got some deeper questions on that too, so I worked on that. Do you want to send that to me ahead of time to review?
Send who to who? What?
Do you want me to send the questions I came up with and send that to you ahead of time so we can just review when we just get together? Will that be helpful, or just wait till then?
Put the questions. No, you'll want to put the questions on the actual Google Doc that we've been using.
Okay.
So I can see what you've come up with, and then I can move it around, cut and paste, all that good stuff.
Cool. I will be ready for that on Wednesday then.
Yeah. And speaking to everyone, just do your best at a networking event to ask a few questions to engage the other person in this sort of mini free consult formula. And then when you just can't think of anything else to ask, or if you just kind of feel on the spot and you just kind of stuck, then just go into the offer.
Okay.
And then as you do, of course, more and more of them, you'll start to figure out what are the best questions to ask at a networking event before you do your offer of sign up for one of my, or grab one of my, you know, free consults I'm going to be gifting this month. Yeah.
Do you approach networking events different than the way we would do things on Facebook? Because it sounds like the offers are about the same thing.
I'm sorry. Let me mute Heather because I think there's some wind coming on her mic. What's that, Meryl?
I said, do you approach networking differently than what you would do on Facebook? It almost, I mean, the offers sound the same.
The offer is the same, but I've taught you, I'm pretty sure, the networking event formula in the past of what to say to people at a networking event, which is what we just covered right now. So if you want a quick review on that, you ask them their name, you ask them what do they do, that will prompt them to ask you, what do you do? You say your elevator pitch that I taught you, the formula that I taught you at ESBI, I work with, name the population, who are struggling with, name generally their number one problem. I help them, name the cool result you provide.
Yeah.
And by the way, the sentence out of your mouth after that, speaking to you, Heather, as well, is who do you know who might like to be supported in that way? Or who do you know that might like that kind of help? And then you let the other person self-select if it's them, or you let them refer to you, one of their friends, if one of their friends instantly comes to mind. So remember that you're never trying to convert the person standing in front of you. You are trying to tap into their brain's Rolodex.
And that was sort of the question, because I do remember the structures you taught me on the networking. So I guess my question would be, Miles, you're helping me get more precise. On Facebook, one of the things was you can grab one of these sessions, but would you also say, when we're doing your posting, hey, I'm giving away 15 free sessions, would you also say you can grab sessions, or if you know of anybody who would like this session, have them private message me?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
If you or anyone you know would like one of these, just private message me.
Gotcha. That's the key word. That's what I'm looking for, that transition.
And to finish the formula, Meryl, once you say to them, who do you know who might like this kind of help, if they say their friend Brad, then you say, oh, well, I'm actually giving away, that's when you say the offer, I'm actually giving away these private sessions. If you want to do a three-way email between me, you, and Brad, then he can instantly win one of those sessions. He can just get one of those sessions. if they say, me, I would like help in that area, then you do what Heather did. You begin to ask questions that you would normally need to ask to learn a little bit about them or their business, depending on what it is you help with. So if it's Jenna and she's working on weight loss, you would ask questions about them. How much weight would you like to lose? Have you ever tried losing weight in the past? Did you yo-yo back, right? These kinds of questions. If it's you guys that are a business-to-business service, you'd say, so what's your business? What is it that, you know, depending on what it is you offer, in Heather's case, how do you get clients right now, right? In your case, you'd be saying things like, which computer programs would you like to learn better? What is it that you'd like to do with those programs? Do you have any projects coming up that you need to learn these programs for? What's been hard about those programs in the past? And what is it that you want to be able to do with those programs? Then you'd say, I'm giving away 15 private one-on-one sessions for free this month, where I'm going to help you do a little bit of mindset work to help you be able to learn computer programs better, and we're going to create a map of what elements are missing and exactly what needs to be addressed so that you can accomplish A, B, and C. Would you like to grab one of those sessions? So that's the complete formula.
Great. And then you basically had a business card or a phone number and you said...
That isn't the complete formula. Sorry, that is not the complete formula. You get their business card. If they say, yes, I'll take one, you say, great, go ahead and give me your business card. I'll give you a call tomorrow to book the session. If they do not have a business card or they ask you for your business card, you say, I'm fresh out of business cards, but I tell you what, write your name and phone number on this piece of paper. I will call you tomorrow to book the session.
Yeah, I like that better.
So I never give my card out, or in the past I never gave my card out. I would always say that I'm out of business cards or I don't have any with me, and I would get their business card or have them write their name and number on a piece of paper.
Love it.
Because you need to be in control of the phone number and the contact, the follow-up contact information. When you give them your card, when you give people your card, then they just say, oh, okay, I'll call you. And then they're reluctant to give you their information after that, and then they never call you because they lose your card, they can't remember which person you were, they can't remember why they have your card, etc.
Yep.
So that is now the complete formula. And Heather, I brought you back on, microphone-wise.
Yes.
Did you have any follow-up questions or anything as we wrap up here?
No. You answered all my questions.
Great. Awesome sauce. Yeah. So wonderful, folks. If any other questions come up during the week, then just shoot me an email with your question as you encounter it, as you're putting your game plan into action. And other than that, just go out and have fun with whatever this next piece is that you're working on. So Heather, have fun with your posting tonight, and we'll have fun tomorrow at ESBI. And Meryl, have fun with coming up with those questions for your free consult and your networking event on Thursday, and I know I'll talk to you on Wednesday as well for our private.
As you say, cool beans.
Cool beans, and you're most welcome, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for that.
Okay,
take care.
Thanks so much. Good night.
All right, big love. Bye.
You are currently the only person in this conference.